Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Fig Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
Oh boy, one more week of bad audio from your boy, but I don't have a cough anymore, so that's good. Welcome to the Fig Cave. I'm here in the Jimmy's Famous Seafood Studios / High Noon Studios, double billing. And we got a good show for you guys here today. We got Tommy Paradise and Nikki Choke up in...
Nikki Cough! I've been on the couch all week, so Baby and Zoe don't get me sick, man.
So much better this week. Oh my God, man. I definitely had COVID and did not test myself. I should have, but I did not. Yeah.
Shame.
I lost my sense of taste and smell. It's the worst. But I'm back. I'm healthy. I'm raring to go.
You look great. NFL
gets canceled.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. Plenty of water. What's up with you guys? What's new?
Not a damn thing, to be honest with you. Just living.
We are open for business today for Patreon subscribers that want to watch us live. They can talk to us. We'll see who pops in here. Kind of late notice, but we record every Wednesday night. So if you are a Patreon $10 tier, you can jump in here. Nick, you're going to be doing a Patreon exclusive this weekend for you. You're going to be doing Snackdown on Friday with your favorite recipe. Yeah. And then you're doing a room tour with Mr. Michael LaPuma, giving a tour.
The delayed debut of Friday Night Snackdown.
Yeah.
And,
better than late than ever.
A little test run pilot episode. You know, we're going to see what works, what doesn't work. You know, we're going to see if people really like Johnny Drama or Turtle, you know, and then... And then we're just going to expand those characters into season two. So
there you go. I like it.
We'll see what's
going
on. While we're talking about, we clean this room.
Yeah. While we're talking about Patreon, shout out to Eric Rodriguez, Lewis, who didn't put his last name, Alex Martinez, and Johnny JB Burgos.
He's back, baby.
He's all joined the Patreon this week. And they all became mid-card tiers, which is $3 tier, probably the best bang for your buck. You're getting everything, essentially, short of being able to host and watch us do this thing live. But, yeah, shout-out to those guys for joining. And I didn't tell you guys this yet, but Homage is going to contribute to our Royal Rumble giveaway. They are going to – so whoever wins our Royal Rumble contest that we do every year – in the Fig Cave Facebook group and here on in the Patreon, whoever wins that is going to get 29 figures, but also a Royal Rumble Homage shirt and a shirt of their choice from the Homage website.
Wow! And they just started putting up some Golden Girls shirts up there, bro.
Oh shit! Sick. Did they? I didn't know that. Sick.
Yeah, check
Xavier
them out.
Woods Man. Will be wearing them on Up Up Down Down next.
Oh,
week.
I bet. Yeah. Love that.
Are we allowed to be in the Rumble thing? Because I did donate, and I am in the Patreon.
No, I'm 100% gonna be in there.
Yeah,
hell yeah!
I try to win those elites, bro.
That's the only reason why I send all the kids these gifts.
Yeah,
I don't want to win that shit.
I'm not sure.
Kindness of my heart, my ass.
The question is, if we fill it up pretty quick, do we do a second one for the women's Royal Rumble?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we had people wait. We had a sort of wait list last year, right? Probably 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
I would say everyone has to be a patron, though.
Sounds
even
good to me.
Dollar tier. I mean, it's worth it for that.
Do it for the month. So for the Danhausen Chase and the Royal Rumble giveaway.
That's right. I was going to mention contest. That.
29 figs? God.
Man. And our giveaway this month is the Danhausen Chase. So that's pretty bomb giveaway.
And how about we do, if you draw a number and your person has the shortest run in the Rumble, you have to get a tattoo that you pay for.
Bushwhacker situation.
Santino? I'd get a Santino. I'll get the Cobra.
Aren't you supposed to still get a Miz tattoo there?
Someday. Miz or Charlotte. I know.
You and John James should go together and get Miz tattoos.
I would. I would just flip it. I'd get the M and the W and be like, no. I love WWE. Yeah.
You guys can check out Ringside Collectibles. They have a big Royal Rumble sale going on right now, and you can use our code FIGK for 10% off at ringsidecollectibles.com. Big fans of theirs. Always been a big supporter, and now they're supporting us, which is cool. That Three Faces of Foley 3-pack should be out any day now, they say. So, which is good. I think that should be a big seller for people, man. And
I got to order that.
I know. I've been dragging my feet, but
once they announce it, I mean, he does it so many appearances. Once they announce one, like, pretty close to here, I probably order that.
That's kind of what I'm holding out for, but I don't want it to be on back order when I go to order it.
Yeah, but I'm so busy with Wrestle, like, knowing that big event, WrestleCon, and even you guys with Squared Circle, like, there's so much going on March, April, that it's like, Mick will be around. I'll get Mick after.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That thing's going to be sick. I think that's, like, other than an ultimate down the road, like, that's the culmination of what you need signed for Mick.
Mm.
Those three? Oh, my God. I mean, that's it. That's all you need. So
I have the ringside exclusive Cactus Jack signed right now, but I think I'm going to upgrade, get all three done.
I have that, too. I don't know what to do with that. I mean, it's going to be hard to sell that thing, but
I'm going to wait for La Puma to get this Hogan back. I want to see the three signatures.
Mm.
He's going to be the first one to have that signed. That's going to be awesome.
He said to somebody the other day, it cracked me up, that his 3-pack went south for the winter.
I wish I knew he had it. I would have just dropped it off for him.
Mm.
Down there?
Over there? Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Shit. Tin roof.
I wonder what he charged, though, for three signatures. Yeah. Especially now that he's out there saving lives, dude. He's not only he was already a wrestling hero, now he is truly once again a
real American,
multi-time hero. American hero.
Flipped a car over twice, you know. Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, are they white, brother? Oh, all right, I'll help them.
the memes alone were just like just imagine like rolling your car and then Hulk Hogan in his NWO shirt. Hey, brother, grab a hand.
Could you imagine? What would you? Is that fucking Hulk Hogan? Like, imagine
me. I'd be pissed that I don't have the ultimate on me to get signed. But yeah, thank you. But can I have your address, please?
100%. I'd think I was dreaming. Like I hit my head or something.
Yeah. Am I in heaven?
Yeah.
NFL playoffs started over the weekend. Shocker that the Cowboys failed to perform. They're out.
That's right. Yankees start spring training pretty soon, so they'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Be
all right. Lakers are playing.
Be in March Madness.
Yeah. That's my favorite meme: is the Cowboy fan going into the bush like Homer Simpson? And he comes out with a Lakers and a Yankees hat on.
The problem is, except for like New York people, like New York fans, like they're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, somebody on
anywhere else, like Kenny was very like upset that we said that.
They had no idea because they're actually fans, like, you know, real fans.
He's like New York through and through, but he was really mad. He was like, no, he's like, that's not true. I was like, dude, you need to Google this.
You go to Lunch Meet, Iowa, and they're just bandwagon fans of a bunch of teams, you know.
Duke basketball, Alabama football, Roll Tide.
Ravens game is on Saturday. It's about to be 24 degrees. So I pray for anybody that is going to that. I am not going to attend that. I'll be on the warmness of my couch with some chicken wings and my son cheering on the Ravens with me. So that'll be fun.
That's the forecast every time I have to do any work outside.
Of course, yeah.
It's or 99 degrees. It's the coldest day, and it's a doorway that every person on the job site needs to walk through for the next hour.
Gotcha.
One of my drunk regulars at Trivia is a huge Bills fan, and I walk in last night, and he's like, TJ, I bought tickets to the Bills playoff game, $600 for the pair.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, awesome, man. Like, enjoy. And he goes, you want to go with me?
Oh no.
And I'm like, dude, I don't like the Bills or the Chiefs. Why would I drive to Buffalo with you? No offense, sorry, brother. Sir, but why would I drive to Buffalo with you and spend $300 on two teams that I mean, honestly, like, I think I've said this before, maybe on the pod, as a Pats fan, I don't hate Buffalo. I actually really like Josh Allen. Kansas City is becoming very hateable. So I'm pulling for the Bills. I apologize to all you fans who had to watch the Patriots all those years, because now I feel your pain.
You guys. Just
I feel your pain watching the Chiefs because Mahomes is a bitch. But how about those Lions, man? That was the best game of the weekend too.
Yeah, that was a good game. Yeah, that was awesome. And
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say I'm gonna pull for the Chiefs because the Bills support Al Qaeda, so I can't cheer for them. So.
They like flashed up like they're like they have some like incredible record since their coach admitted to that or said that or whatever.
What would you guys pay? Like what? Like what's the most you ever paid for a ticket? To begin with, I guess.
Ooh,
it's about to be like, WrestleMania. You're talking about football though.
I don't. I guess it could be any sport. I mean, I paid $600 for UFC like on the floor.
That's good.
Like when they debuted in Boston, I thought I was going to flip them. When I didn't get nearly my reaction, I was like, I guess I'll just go.
I don't know what the most I've probably like an Orioles playoff game or something. That's I don't know. I don't really see the need to spend so much money. Not that my team is like the I'm not a Boston sports fan where you guys are always the Ravens are always good, so I don't feel like I'm going to miss out, but I just don't. I don't have the connection to spend that much money. I would do it for a WrestleMania in a heartbeat, but I just don't for one game.
I spent $250 on the AFC Championship game, the Deflategate year, but that was a hookup. That was face value. My stepdad's friend had season tickets and offered. I had DJ'd his niece's wedding, and he offered them up to me for that. We were 14 rows off the field, so. Damn. And then he gave us, or he didn't give them to us. We had to pay for him, but he offered me up opening night the following year. So AFC Championship game, they obviously win the Super Bowl and then get to see them raise the banner cool. The next season. Yeah, I don't think anything will ever beat that. Even going to Buffalo to see the Chiefs and the Bills play, not as good as that. But like, I think we paid $280 to see Elton John in Hartford a couple years ago. That's probably the most I've spent on a concert ticket. Like the wife really wanted to go as his first last tour. Mm-hmm. But
I get that though. I would do that.
But then I think WrestleMania last year was the most I ever paid. It was like, I think three something for one night that we paid.
My buddy paid like over $3,000 for a Super Bowl ticket. I think it was one of the years that Giants beat the Pats. I think it was I can't remember which one it was, but
those never happened.
I would never. I don't care if my best friend was the quarterback of the Ravens.
It was him and his dad and a buddy, and then like three other random dudes, and nobody sat together. They just bought whatever ticket they could. But yeah, crazy.
You want to hear something fucking wild right now? I am getting ready to take. I promised Logan that we would go see. He loves Boston College, hockey. I promised him we would go see them at some point this season, and I picked the game on a Saturday night. He didn't have any hockey. They happen to be playing Boston University, number one and number two in the country right now. The cheapest actual seats, everything else is standing room. Two tickets, $208 a piece for college hockey.
Why? Is it just because it's such a small little arena?
It's a small arena, but it's also like number one versus number two.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they drop within the next week because I have not bought them yet. And I'm like, maybe we'll just do standing room and then see if nobody shows up.
They don't move that to TD Garden? Like, that's so big, they can't.
No, it's all about the home ice advantage. You got to have it in your own barn.
Man, there's a lot of money there.
I know. I know.
I think Sacred Heart might be thinking about building a backup barn, as you say.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a no crowd, like just to run camps and shit, like practice.
Yeah, you were saying that when we were there. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait. More work for me.
Yeah. Hopefully the WrestleMania tickets start dropping, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I was looking today. This is our weekly check-in on WrestleMania tickets.
I should have a little audio drop here for WrestleMania ticket prices. I haven't seen too many people sell. Is
all three of us just pointing to like a figure with the WrestleMania logo? Like that's all we can afford.
Yeah. Ooh. This is behind the stage. I was gonna say these aren't bad. 330 in section 134, but that's
they put up a bunch of limited view seats.
Honestly, if I don't go, I'm good with it. I decided like I'm gonna go for the weekend, I'm gonna go to other shit and whatever. I watched in the house.
The ticket. I mean, they're not bad. $437 for one of the club sections.
I keep reminding myself it's for 2 days.
Well, that's for one night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not one of the two tickets. Nash can go one night, and you go the other.
Yeah,
but $412 in the lower bowl, row 22. They'll drop. They'll get under 400.
Okay. 399. We're pulling the trigger.
I promise.
Phil, that's 1600 with fees, dude. You'll be all right for the weekend. Don't worry about
it. I know. It's a once in a lifetime type of thing, you know.
Or twice. I said it was once in a lifetime last year.
That's what I said about Rockin' Cena was once in a lifetime too.
You know? Well, I was ready for Philly, but you know, the Mattel threw that wrench at us. It was like, okay.
Yep. I mean, I had my tickets before that, but I was still
brought that. What are we? 7 minutes in? You brought that up already?
15 minutes in, sir.
Hey,
Steve Ozer, if you're listening, let us know. You know,
let us know.
can I possibly bring an 8-year-old with me to take some pictures? That would actually be cool to like instead of a bunch of 40-year-old nerds with glasses, you actually have like a kid like seeing that stuff for the first time. He would freak out seeing those cases of like new figs up close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no Mattel tour this year because it's not in LA. Right?
Well, I mean, they're still gonna have some sort of setup.
He's gonna see. Yeah, dude, the display is. Yeah, he's gonna love that.
Was that extra to go to last year? Access? Did they do that?
No, they didn't have it. It's not access. It's just the store, basically.
Super store.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's signings there. Pro tip: if whatever you want to buy, go to the superstore like Thursday or Friday, because I went on Monday and everything was gone.
Oh yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I was like, oh no way, they have tons of that stuff, and then they just ship whatever they have to China after, or not China, but like to Africa afterwards. And no, that was not it at all.
Not the case.
No. I know, well, even like Sunday, DJ's daughter like couldn't even get like the Rhea Ripley shirt she wanted.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I was like, oh, I'll see if they have it at the store. I was like, because I'm not going to day two. And yeah, it was gone. Like everything, yeah. Everything Judgment Day was gone.
Crazy.
Man, I am loving the Tom and Nick Mysterio joke. R-Truth is the freaking, I don't know who's writing the stuff that he does or if he comes up with it, but it's such a departure from anything else that they do on Raw.
That's the rumor that Vince just loves R-Truth so much. That's why he came with that 24/7 title. Like just
to give him something
to give R-Truth a segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
All right. Let's get into the news, guys, before we get too deep in the weeds here. We got some new Funkos that went up for pre-order today, actually. Oh man. I love
wow.
This.
Look at this. You're watching along on Patreon.
I've been doing the PowerPoint all day for this, dude. You know,
Shotzi, Hulk Hogan, the Bruise Pack, Cody Rhodes, Roddy Piper, Kurt Angle that I've already pre-ordered, and a Braun Strowman. Those are up for pre-order on Amazon. And the 3-pack Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, Rock from WrestleMania 30, when Hogan called it the Silver Dome instead of the Superdome. That's $70 for that 3-pack.
Oh,
it's worth that?
No.
$70. You get three Funkos. It's like the display piece of it, but I mean, that's I was thinking 50 tops. 70 is a tall ask for three Funkos.
I was thinking 30.
Forget about it. No, thank you.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Do we really need a WCW Piper?
I know.
Is that what that is? Top? Is it just leather jacket, no shirt?
Leather jacket, no shirt, like the weird, you know, his WCW hair. It's clearly WCW.
The Frenchman goatee kind of thing he's got on, yeah.
That was Phil's look in college for sophomore year.
No shirt,
Leather jacket, no shirt.
Yeah.
Tilt.
We got a Rikishi and Hurricane that are Target exclusive Funkos, and then a Sami Zayn, which must be a Funko website. Exclusive. I don't know what that logo is on there.
Yeah, I think that's the Funko logo. But does Rikishi not look like Cody Rhodes cosplaying as
it does.
Rikishi?
Yeah. Way too slim. It's awkward. Yeah, awkwardly slim.
Yeah, they should use a little bit bigger body type, but I don't know if Funko is going for.
Pretty sure you could just use the Otis body on that.
There, Andre the Giant. Like, at least the torso area, right?
Yeah, somebody was doing him a favor there. We got new pre-orders. Not new pre-orders. We got mint on card shots of AEW Unrivaled. And I don't know if you guys noticed the price point on these. Dougie Nunya in our Facebook group pointed it out. They're $24.99, where I think most new pre-orders were starting at like $28, $29, $30 as far as AEW figures when they first dropped. So you got the
That's Chase, not going to help.
No, no, I don't think so either.
I don't think.
Chase version of Keith Lee and Billy, they call him Billy Gunn? They do call him Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
And that somebody in our group also pointed out that Chase Keith Lee is the same exact figure as the Chase Mattel figure that's been rotting on the pegs and ringside for 3-4 years now.
I was going to say, if what I'm hearing is true, this is the same figure that Mattel did.
How many times a day do you think Keith Lee regrets that tweet he sent? Because his life has not been the same since that tweet.
He honestly, he probably doesn't even know. Like,
no, he's tuned in. He's,
you think so? Know.
Yeah. What do you think, Nick?
So? Dude, he is. I mean, it's perfect with me, like, half paying attention to what you guys said. He is just lost. That guy is lost in real life. Like, think about why they let him in the Elite Squad. He was like, yeah, that's a figure. Like, that's cool. I like toys. It was just like, it was the most unfitting. I will say it. I don't care who hates. He is the most whelming wrestler. He's not underwhelming. He's not overwhelming. He's just like, oh, it's Keith Lee.
Great.
Yeah.
He could have been like a lifer NXT guy, which in a kind of transition to a trainer, I think that's where I would see him. You know,
I think he could properly communicate the things that he wants to teach.
Definitely has been lost in the sauce since joining AEW, but somebody who hasn't been is Toni Storm. This is not her current gimmick, but this is our first Toni Storm AEW figure. She's been killing it for them. Same as Swerve Strickland.
I need to WWE see the backside star of the Toni one.
Yeah, make sure she got the peaches there.
Just want to make sure it's accurate. Yeah. That's all.
Got a Max Caster. The hips
are wider, right, than any other female figure. They look pretty wide.
Her thighs look. This is so weird to say this about a figure, but like her thighs look really thick in the picture. Thick thighs save lives, boys.
And then a Ricky Starks, which actually looks pretty good, kind of with a screaming head. Ricky Starks losing again this week. I think he's counting the days until he's out of AEW. But
yeah, they still have their belts, or they lose him tonight.
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking about last week. He had a singles match against Sammy, maybe. I don't know.
That is so big.
It is big, yeah. But this is a pretty nice looking set. You can get this from Ringside Collectibles. I don't know when we'll see this in stores, but that's Unrivaled 14, I believe it is.
Do the opposite of poo-pooing on AEW for once here. This is actually a pretty good set. Swerve Strickland is going to fly off the shelves. Hottest guy in wrestling right now, probably. We're one Toni of the Storm hottest too. Guys. Toni Storm. And then you finally got the Acclaimed if you don't want to buy the 3-pack. And Ricky Starks is hot too, or was hot too. So, like, really, I feel like the only peg warmer is Keith Lee.
Yeah, that one's not going to sell too much. The
most unnecessary person to get two figures in one.
Yeah.
No, dude, Toni Storm's going to peg warm. I hate to say it. It's just, dude, no female figure sells for AEW especially.
Yeah, it'll fly from ringside. It'll be in their top 10 sell. Yeah,
Britt Baker. I think you could still get Britt Baker unmatched.
Dude, I can still get Britt Baker Supremes at two Targets I've been to, and they're not on sale. They're just still.
But Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa, Sheeta.
Statlander is on the shelves quite a bit.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Around here.
The females, other than I think the first Brit, the females look better than some of the good dudes.
Yeah.
In terms of as a figure.
Yeah. For sure. So. Pull up the picture of that 3-pack from the Acclaimed, our buddy Matt Cardona from the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Or it was him or Brian Myers. I mean, it was Brian Myers.
They both had him, actually.
They both had him.
This is Matt's counter.
Okay. It's creepy that I know that is Matt Cardona's countertop. But this looks awesome. This is coming from Ringside as a 3-pack exclusive. Figures look great. You get the scissor hands. A little behind the height of their popularity, but I still think this looks really good. I mean, Ringside is what's really been the saving grace for AEW as far as these exclusives, because they're doing them really well.
The box is amazing. This is going to look great signed. This is one I actually would consider getting, just because Max does show, or he was doing shows around here quite a bit.
He still does that. What is it? the one in Worcester, the White Eagle.
Oh yeah,
open show or what? The Thursday night opens.
Yeah, I cannot think of the promotion that it is, but
yeah.
But yeah, he's done Blitzkrieg a bunch. Bowens, I think, has done it a handful of times too. So, and if you don't want to try to find the Billy Gunn chase, you can just grab this 3-pack.
Yeah, I think I'd definitely buy this over the individual figures.
Yeah, looks, especially for mint on card, it's the way to go. You know,
I think Swerve and then this 3-pack is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
We got a low stock alert on the Carey Von Erich Diamond Collection. They're saying it's not likely to last through the weekend, so drop everything right now. Turn your phone off. Do a U-turn on the highway and get your phone out and order this figure. It does look really nice. It's in the all white. And I hope they keep doing this diamond collection because then it allows some of the figures that are really popular that people get multiple looks of. You get kind of a second chance to buy them. I'm not surprised this is selling well because of the movie and all that. I'd really like to see them go all in on the Iron Claw and Kevin was the one that I would say would be really cool from the Vice special and all that.
I do think it's weird though to do like a diamond. I mean, I get it because the movie, but like a diamond select, almost like even though it's not really an elite, just like a special edition for a figure that you only have one set out.
It just came out, so like you're already doing like an upgrade on it. Yeah. Anything else on the notes here? Kind of a slow week. We did see some leaked lineups here. We can go through that.
You don't want to talk about Bobo Brazil?
Oh yeah, well, let's do that. That's also
looks power good. Talent. Don't need it. Pretty easy.
This looks good to you.
This looks like it's Uncle like Ben. They can do a 3D Uncle scan Ben from
the, guy. The rice guy, Uncle Ben. This is awful.
No, Nancy, Phil's trying to get canceled quick tonight, dude.
I'm just saying that's what it looks like.
You're done here.
It doesn't look like a person. It looks like a cartoon.
I said before I went on the air, because I accidentally pulled it up on the screen while Phil was trying to figure his shit out, I said it looks like a Simpsons character. It looks like somebody you would see on The Simpsons.
Yeah. That's just a bad photo. It's cartoony. It's supposed to be cartoony. That's what the Remco line is.
I got no need for this though.
Oh, Bobo.
So you're not doing customs. Okay. All right. This one's okay.
No, I don't need Missing Link. I don't need those. These are all before my time. These are all DJ's wheelhouse. These aren't my wheelhouse.
These are guys they'd bring in WCW, bring in for like Slamboree but let them wrestle. Like,
yeah.
It was such a weird thing.
When did Bobo Brazil pass away? Because I remember hearing about him. I know he was like a favorite of Vince McMahon. 98 passed away.
Damn.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. I thought like late 2000s.
His finishing maneuver was the Coco Butt.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
Coco like Butt.
Sure, just the headbutt, but use your imagination.
Oh, the butt. Okay. I was just thinking like a Rikishi type move. Yeah. He ran a restaurant called Bobo's Grill, which lasted for more than 20 years after he retired from wrestling. Good for him. That's not an easy business to get into after a year of years of wrestling. And six kids.
Damn.
His son wrestles as Bobo Brazil Jr.
It's 12 too many.
12 kids?
That's a lot.
Oh, man. All right. Well, old school fans would definitely love that. So back to these leaks. It came up. Let me pull them up here. Looks like these are not confirmed by anybody from Mattel or anything like that, but we have to talk about them since they're out there. Another set of the Ultimate Edition Greatest Hits, The Rock and Batista, which must have been the Target Legends exclusive. I don't think this is the Amazon exclusive Rock, but it might be.
It definitely is.
You think it is?
They're going after all the big money ones, dude. Becky Lynch will be in the set after that, guaranteed.
It sucks, man. I mean, as a collector, I'm not doing it to make money, but you're totally devaluing.
No, but it's nice to think like, oh, that, you know, this shelf I have over here is what was before they started this redoing these. It was like, oh, that shelf up there is worth $1,000. I don't know.
Somebody said the only one that's left that's worth money is the black Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. Yep.
No, well, they're gonna mess with the torsos on Warrior or on the Rock. So at least you have.
Mm.
To me, it's still the original.
Are you? I'm still. Are you completist on everything? You're even getting the greatest hits ultimates or no?
No.
I'm not doing it.
If that. I get a deal on it, like someone in the group, I get the Warrior from you, right, Tom? You're selling those figs?
What am I selling?
The Warrior?
Oh, for somebody you I think you were selling it for somebody else, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's if I get a deal on some of the greatest hits, like why not? But
yeah.
I mean, I can see why they're doing it, but it's not like they were even that long ago. Like greatest those came out like 3 years ago, like I can see if you're going back into the vault and grabbing like a Mysterio figure from like Elite 10 or something. That makes sense, but I mean, we're not even talking about that long ago. Like,
no, it's just I won't go down my conspiracy theory of what Ultimates were going to die, but it just so many people missed out, and Mattel's like, hey, we could, even though it's going to devalue people's collection, we could sell a shitload of these.
They shouldn't care, you know. They're in the business of making money, and if people want them, they see people buy them on eBay. You got to do it.
There's a ton of other figures that could get remade that are much older.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, I agree with you, Phil. It's like it's just too soon for some of these.
Yeah,
especially once we get to this greatest hits elite line. Like, if the rumors are true,
Keith Lee, Hulk Hogan, greatest hits elite line: Hulk Hogan, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, and AJ Styles. And I put it in our Discord that the rumors are, Elite 91. Hogan, which is the boa, kind of the return to the red and yellow for Hogan in WWE. Why?
It's so Orton, new.
Yeah,
Orton, and we just Elite got that 90. In a three pack, essentially. Sorry.
Yep. Orton Elite 90, which is not a figure that you would remember. I think there was the white trunks.
Yeah.
Elite Mysterio 93, which was like a red, black, and white Mysterio from WCW. Cruiserweight. Cruiserweight, and then Elite 77 AJ Styles, which I believe was in the SummerSlam set with Viscera.
Not one of those figures was hard to find.
No.
Yeah, I don't know where these names came from. I don't even know if I believe these, because, yeah, why are they remaking these? Some of these were even peg war. I mean, that Hogan was, like, in and out pretty quick.
I love AJ. You know, his figures are good figures, but there's nothing unique about any of them.
Same thing with Orton. Same thing. Yeah. I mean, Mysterio is, they're unique, but they're still just a Rey Mysterio with a different colored outfit. I mean,
you get any Orton, you could be done with Orton by getting any Orton and the Decade of Domination, where he's like early arm sling, and you get those two and you're good.
Elite 110 is rumored to be Roman Reigns, Shocker, Austin Theory, Butch, which would be the Chase, Rhea Ripley, Kit Wilson, and Elton Prince from the Pretty Deadly tag team, and the Bruno Sammartino, which was supposed to be a Greatest Hits Legends, which got moved to the Elite line. I'm going to grab those, the Pretty Deadly figures for my son. We saw them at the house show. They're like a classic. I don't know if you guys watch SmackDown that much, but they're like a classic shitty, like comedy heel tag team, like in the vein.
They're
of, like
the Rougeaus, the Quebecer, like that's what I see them as.
Like, yeah. They're like okay to get punked, like made fun of, or you know, they'll be the first ones to have their nuts get hit on the top rope. You know that move. You know,
They get beat up on the rampway when I send them to against my opponent. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not grabbing any of these though for myself, which is probably a good thing.
It depends on the tights.
It's supposed to be green, right?
But that's hideous. Did he like? If it's not blue or black, like it should be.
I don't remember him wearing.
I'm not psyched about any of these, man. These are all seen.
I'll get the updated Rhea, but hopefully she has an ultimate soon. You know.
Yeah, it'll probably be something like. I mean, more Judgment Day-ish compared to what she's had out previously. But, I mean, the Reigns, I don't know how you could do a different Reigns. I don't know what that is going to be. But Austin Theory, I feel like we just got one. Like,
give me a jumpsuit Reigns.
Oh, like, there you go.
Warm up suit. Give me the track outfit.
Oh, hell yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I could see that. That'd be cool. They've done a couple cool basics like that.
And that's a suited figure, so Phil's got to buy it. So
yeah. I will buy that. Yeah.
It is a wind suit.
I did buy a figure this week that I said I told you guys I was not going to buy that I did. So we'll get into that in a second. As far as other news, I don't think anything besides college football, EA Sports College Football coming back July 12th of this year. Are you guys as pumped as I am for this? You big college football guys?
I'm not a huge college football guy, but I'm excited to play this just because the old ones were a ton of fun.
Oh, so much fun, man. So much fun. They should have everybody's names in it now because they're getting paid finally. Did I talk about I had that Cherry Freeze, the new High Noon flavor? Not High Noon flavor.
No. Christ. Whoa. Prime. Oh, I was pumped.
The prime flavor.
I was pumped, dude.
I have not had those two new High Noon flavors, the plum and the raspberry, yet. I want to try those.
I haven't seen the new Cherry Freeze yet. My kid has been asking for me to keep an eye out for it, but I've not seen
like
it
a
yet.
Pallet, a giant pallet of it at Walmart for like $1.80 a bottle. I was amazed.
The they had a case. They had run. Cases at Aldi's this week.
Oh, Aldi's! Wow.
It's at Aldi's. The craze is over.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was 18 packs for like only like $23. So
they've peaked at their, pretty good at Aldi's. Where's the
other? No, but I guarantee it's like. Somehow it's like a 13-ounce bottle instead of being a 16-ounce or 20. Yeah. It's like all these always have some awkward thing.
Or it's not prime, delicious. It's just primo. It's primo. Yeah, it just looks like the same packaging.
Yeah, primo. May. But it's probably my favorite flavor. It's I mean, I love anything cherry. It's delicious, though. Mm. Are we done with news? Are we ready for weekly purchases? Our buddy Kyle Peterson did show off the cover of his upcoming book, The History of Jack's Classic Superstars, which I want to get him on the pod, and I want to get that book. It's probably gonna be cool. I've never owned a Jack's Classic Superstar figure.
Really?
No. I mean, I probably do, just not like maybe some of my Kurt Angles in my collection are, but I've never. Maybe not.
Nash doesn't have any like in his little bin of guys.
He might have like a. Arn Anderson or something random, but it wasn't Rude, purchased.
Rick Rude, Iron Sheik, and I think the Samoans is what I have. Like,
okay,
I think that's all. But, I have.
I have a couple.
He's got
players.
All that stuff. He's got all that stuff mint on card.
Then I got this bad boy, MOC. This is a WWE Network 24/7 Network exclusive.
Oh,
so, yeah, I love this.
That.
I gotta send this in to get signed someday.
Yeah, you do. All right, I got a lot of weekly purchases here. Let's.
Oh, let's hit that music.
Hit that music.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Dollar, dollar.
All right, guys. Weekly purchase brought to you in part by Patreon, patreon.com/figcave. $1 per month it starts. You get access to our Facebook group. You get to join us here in the Discord. You get entry into our giveaways. You get a 15% off promo coupon from our buddies at J&J Figures, which is a nice, really nice discount if you're buying some figs from them. A bunch of other stuff. $3 tier gets you bonus episodes.
Them Thrones.
Yeah, me and Tom recorded the debut episode. I got to watch episodes 3 and 4.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm doing that this weekend. But yeah, check us out. And of course, if you're at the $10 tier, you get to watch us do this episode live and kind of talk to us. So that's cool. Who wants to go first?
Real quick, you also we just put a Royal Rumble watch along up from the 2007 Royal Rumble video and audio version. So
that was
pretty
fun.
Good time. And we had the most Inner Circle members ever. I think we had 6 out of 7 of us, everybody but Kenny.
That would have been too. I mean, I would love for Kenny to be there, but even 6 people talking at
six
once,
was a lot. Yeah,
it was a lot. But we did. I mean, I think we did pretty good as far as not talking over each other. You know,
yeah. Gave me more time to get on my one liners in. It was perfect.
All right, Nick, go first.
Oh, mine's easy, man. Okay. In the mail, wrestling collector shop, I did get my Logan Paul.
Nice.
It looks awesome, dude. Like he's gonna have good, he's gonna have good figs.
He is.
I'm not gonna try to be a completist and like pick up basics, but so far so good. And then I had to get Mr. Tommy from Legal brought this home from Orlando for me. Sean Spears, Mr. Spears was at the Major Pod show, and afterwards I was like, he's like, oh, I'll be selling figs. I was like, dude, you got any of those chases? He's like, I wish. But he signed one, and I said, I was like, what are you charging? And he's like, name your price. I was like, I don't know, $60. He's like, I'll do a combo, $60. I was like, all right. But like, included the figure. Like, why not?
So, oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That's hell of a price. So $40 autograph, basically, less than that. That's yeah. great. Yeah.
Did the 10, you know? I don't know. Did they come in last week? I got the Hook Shop AEWs. I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
And then I picked up the Hogan Legend.
What'd you think of the packaging?
It's so much more sturdy than what we had. So big improvement. Yeah,
it's great, dude.
I gotta pick up Jimmy, and then I got one of the Andres. I have an Andre Chase being held for me. So
packaging. I had to grab this figure. I said I wasn't gonna buy these Legends figures, and I think what I'm gonna do, Nick, is I'm going to grab any of the guys I can still get signed.
Okay.
That's going to be my rule. Because I don't need all this other. I probably will end up breaking that rule again. But, I mean, yeah, this is so sturdy. I mean, you can't even, like, really smash this with your hands. Dude,
the new boxes don't mean that they're going to, like, sell any more than they used to. Like, they're definitely going to be $7 bucks.
Yep. Yeah.
In about 3 weeks. So
this is a ton of detail, just have it
be your loose collection. Anything you pick up for $7 later on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not a kid,
Got these for $5. This is the Triple H Series 20 Legends. This is $5.99 at Target, and then I got the Samoa Joe part exclusive.
The Take My Strong Hand Child exclusive
with the tiny hands. Yep.
I saw it today. There was like 10 of them at once. I was like,
oh wow! You know,
I just couldn't get him up. It's just not a good figure.
No, it's pretty bad.
But he is doing a high spots.
Oh, Samoa Joe is. Oh,
I think I saw that actually.
Yeah, and he's going to be at Mohegan.
Oh,
for Terrificon this summer. Yeah. So,
that'd be
my buddy Michael Apuma sent me this. This is, I actually have this in my. It comes with like a figure and a pair of sunglasses. This is a Macho Man DVD. Listen to this match, though. Macho Man and Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair.
Woo.
Whoa. I know. Could there be a more Hall of Fame-ish tag team match than that?
Oh, where was that? Was that like a house show? It
must have been like a house show or like a dark match or something. Yeah. Pretty damn good match. I never heard of that existing. Our buddy Chad Miller sent me a loose.
Oh, yes.
This is a great figure. This is the Paul Bear regular, not the Chase. Comes with the big urn and the little urn, and makes any other previous Paul Bear figure obsolete because look at the size on him.
Yeah. My regular is chilling in Texas somewhere.
Oh, that's not good.
No, wrestling collector shop. Come on. Come on, man.
All my exes live in Texas. I got this the day after we recorded last week. This is the, you guys already have this. This is the Hulk Hogan 3-pack. Love the skin tone. We've talked this to death, but I couldn't wait for this to go on sale. This is too good to pass up.
I want a second one of those. And I was with my kid Monday for no school. We're out running errands and stuff, and we're up north. There's a Target up there. I'm like, let me just check and see if they got this here. Nothing. Then I'm running errands today, and one of my buddies, he was going out later, asking me what I was looking for after I found some Ninja Turtle stuff for him, and he's like, "Oh, the Hogan 3-pack. They had them at Enfield Target on Monday." I'm like, "Motherfucker, I almost went to that Target instead, and I didn't. I skipped it, and I missed out. So, but I'll find it. I'll find a second, because if there's an opportunity to get it signed, I wanna be able to send it in." But I also want one for my loose Hogan collection.
Courtesy of Ringside Collectibles, I got the Asuka Ultimate, which looks amazing. Great looking figure. The heads are awesome. The this is a figure that you gotta, I feel like, take out of the package because you can't really see this robe very well in the package.
Yeah.
But gonna, the heads look great. The mask looks great. Awesome.
You gonna open it?
No, no, of course not. Look at this. Look at this Roman Reigns too. Look at this head they put on here. The tribal chief, they gave him the dopey smiling, like Make-A-Wish Foundation smile head.
It's like the NXT the takeover one, right? And he's like smiling and he looks really young, right?
Yeah, when is he and look at the head it comes with looks awesome. The scowl
down.
Surprised they haven't done like a I guess he is up in the I don't know.
So, if you open your figures, you can actually change the heads on them.
Yeah, you know, one day maybe.
Just saying.
So now I'm up to date on Ultimates now.
Sounds weird. I don't trust
it. Yeah, it does sound weird. Yeah. But, I have a lot more space, that's for sure.
True.
I think that is it. We talked about the bell-to-bell figures. I still need to unbox a bunch of those with the kid, and I need to send you guys out yours to have and play with. I went away this weekend with the wife and the kid because the long weekend, Martin Luther King Day, had off school. Went to this little resort hotel kind of on the way to the beach and just hung out, played some board games, watched a movie, ate some, what did we eat? Some Chinese food or something.
Nice.
Just good little break from reality. My kid brought a friend and I don't know. Nicest kid in the world, but had the personality of a freaking jar of yogurt.
A jar.
Yes, jar of yogurt. Yeah.
Oh, one of those little fancy French ones that'll cost.
He kind of like. I don't want to make fun of anybody. I mean, literally the sweetest, nicest kid ever. A total bookworm.
That kid just hit pause on the radio. Smart. He's so mad. He's gonna throw his phone on the ground.
He'd say his parents are writing a review right now.
He would just space out like randomly. We'd be sitting like doing something, and he would like not even like people. My son will like space out like sometimes people watch like some people. This kid would just like stare at a wall. I'm like, hey man, you okay? He's like, oh yeah, I'm okay. Like, all right.
And did he have a phone? Does
no, these no, kids no, have phones no. yet? No, hmm. no.
You think he has a phone at home or like a tablet at home? Maybe he's, I don't know. It's weird.
And now he was like like one of those kids that reads a book every day. He's like super. I think he's a little, I don't know, but nice.
Yo, I've never done as much reading as having this child.
Yeah, and my son has to
at books. I'm like, ugh.
Oh yeah, I know. Especially at night, and then my son has to pretend like he likes to read. He puts on the Daniel Day-Lewis act in front of this kid, like, oh yeah, I like to read too. Like, bullshit, you like to read, you little fucker.
Yeah, I really got stuck in the beginning there. It was like, you know, that's super profound.
Yeah. That's it for me, man. I am hoping to have a light rest of the month here. I don't really have anything coming out that I need to get. Oh, I did get, hold on. Can you see it behind me? You might be able to.
A little bit. See the elbow.
Macho Man. Even though Pro Wrestling Tees has us blocked on Instagram. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
They do not respond to Instagram messages, by the way.
Oh, you sent one. I wanted to go on our social media and sing the praises of this. This is what brawling buddy, something. So basically, the micro brawler made huge and made into like a pillow. These things are so well made, great quality, so soft. I love the raised nose on it. I was gonna like really pump them up and say like seriously say how great they are, and I went to like our page and they had us blocked.
The fuck,
I don't think I've. I don't think I've ever said anything bad about them in a public forum before. But Michael Anum did bring up, what did I say? Oh, I said, I do say their shirts are very uncomfortable. Well, that's a common thing. Yeah. It's a common thing.
Who is listening?
Yeah. Who's listening to our podcast?
Maybe they are.
It's because Nick looks like Ryan Burkhan.
Yeah. Barkhan, maybe they didn't want to be associated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. All right.
Why don't we do episode reset? At the live show, Cardona was like, hey, man, let's get a picture. He said, I'll send it to Ryan. I was like, cool. And then the past two episodes just have described how drunk he was, that he was just doing random stuff. I was like, oh, cool.
I felt special.
Yeah.
I got a few weekly purchases.
Yes, please.
I got, Phil, I got Jimmy Hart. I actually ordered this gentleman of a man is going to be at Squared Circle Expo, and I'm going to get one signed.
Oh, nice.
So there's that. I also, thanks to John James with the assist, he hid this for me, not behind Nerf guns like Nick does, but behind Jurassic Park toys, because nobody buys Jurassic Park toys.
Those. Oh, God, no.
Sheiky baby. So I am done with the Legend series. This one, anyway. Paid full price for all of them. Like a fool. I've got some stuff coming in this week. I've got Paul Bearer, Jerry Lawler, and what's the third thing? Oh, Undertaker Greatest Hits Ultimate coming in from Wrestling Collector Shop. I've got Paul Mart somehow got the Monday Night Wars Elite. So Mike Latham sent us the link. I jumped on right away. I grabbed the Hogan and then didn't realize they had all four of them up. I should have grabbed all four, even though it's like double the price, but
free shipping.
It's free shipping, and sometimes it's worth it, honestly, because you don't know what your Walmart's going to get. But I figured with you guys looking out and Tommy from Legal, and I should be able to get the other three. But
it's crazy when the 30 with free shipping, you're like, man, that's a good deal. And then when you're like, oh, it cost me $120 for the set, you're like, that's a lot of shipping.
Yeah, that's a lot of shipping. It's a lot of shipping. Yeah. But I did make a big boy purchase.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to try to do this anyway, like get mail this in and get it signed or meet them at big event or WrestleCon. But High Spots, our friends, I kept getting the notification from the shop app. So I grabbed a signed Edge Ultimate.
Ooh, nice.
With a Defender. So I actually had an Ultimate like on standby if he ever did a sign-in. I was like, you know what? This was $100. It's like
that's where I got mine for him.
Yeah, I'm like, that's probably what it's going to cost me to send it in, have him sign it, send it back. It's JSA certified. The honestly, the box is in like mint condition, and it's in white, which is most of my Ultimates are signed in. So I'm very happy with this. Still would like to meet him someday. Just I was an Edge fan, was
an Edge. An fan. Edge head.
This would, was from the big event. You said.
No, this is from High Spots.
High Spots, okay.
But he was a big event last year that when I got, because when it got close, I was like, I kind of want to get the Edgeheads because I already had Matt and Brian sign it.
Yep.
And then I saw High Spots had that for $100. I was like, oh, this done.
Steal of a deal, dude. I think to get his autograph next time he comes around somewhere, I think it's going to probably be close to triple digits.
I was thinking it's at least 70 bucks for his auto, right?
$100, I would say. Yeah.
That's a $30 figure.
Yeah.
$5 Defender, $10 for JSA. That's $45 right there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So their little store there, High Spots. They have some good autographs and some good prices in there too. So check that out, guys.
HighSpotsAuctions.com, I think.
And if you gotta be on their Facebook page, but they
just HighSpots.com. Sorry.
Oh no, I'm just saying that they do have a lot of their discounts available. Like they're like, oh, it's 20% off this weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, I think I got Alexa for like 25% off, but once she announced she was pregnant, I was like, yeah, she's not doing autos anytime soon.
Yeah. They got some Fiend signed figures on there. They've got that Cameron Grimes ringside exclusive sign.
Cool.
I never know how to search signed figures. Okay, yeah, their website's pretty easy to navigate. Actually, go to fans and then signed.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Wow. Those Fiend ones.
I guess fuck Farouk's $80. I might just buy that too. Not today, but down the road.
Tommy from Legal was in Albany at the end of Heroes Hideout, like before they redid the store or whatever, closed one location.
Yeah.
And the signed Farouk, I think it was the figure. I want to say it was the figure. It was discounted down to like $35.
Oh my God.
Because they were trying to move everything and they weren't really paying it. You know, it was just like universal discounts. They weren't paying attention.
Wow. Liv Morgan signed stuff.
Check on here for some legends, man.
They got the Luger Legends. I got him,
and I got Farouk.
They've got a Randy Orton Elite for $109.
Any new Ultimates? But also, these are all going to be at WrestleCon in their store, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
And I'm sure you'll know somebody that has the they'll share their discount, or one of us could get it. You know, just pick up whatever we need for the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Fuck, they got X-Pac for $80. He's one I've been holding out for too, but I kind of want to meet him.
Oh, I'm dude, glad yeah.
Glad I got AJ when I did, because they charged it $150 on here.
Yeah, X-Pac's gonna be at
Squared Circle, I think.
Squared Circle, dude. I might have to send you some stuff, man.
That's fine.
I say this every week.
It's fine.
It's fine.
My Ric Flair brawling buddy shipped, so I should have that next week.
Oh wow, that was quick. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. It was in stock. They said in stock, ready to go. So
quicker
I thought
than their whatnot.
Yeah, I thought it was a pre-order, and it ends up being just a. It was in stock already. They already had them. So
we didn't talk about Zombie Sailor and people getting those one man gang figures already, because those were in stock. Those look really nice.
Yeah.
That was really tough not to buy that. I was getting like serious FOMO, and then it sold out. I was like, oh, I missed out. I tried.
One other thing we didn't talk about is if you had the Rey Mysterio fan takeover saved on your wish list on Amazon, you could add it to your cart. But that was the only way you could do it for some reason.
What's up with that? That's a weird glitch.
So weird. I tried to click the link. I tried to share the link, and it was...
I went to Fig Heel, saved Amazon, his Amazon page. He usually keeps all those links available. Yeah, you're getting the dog with the
Yep. So I ordered two. We'll see what happens. If it gets canceled or if they become plentiful, it might just be a giveaway for Patreon and whatever.
Wow, that'd be a nice giveaway.
No, they always...
We don't even know what it looks like yet. That's
they always restock. They always restock, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be come back up
there. I think it was red pants. I think it was the
was it
red? I think that's what won. Yeah.
I don't know if I need a Rey Mysterio signed in my collection, but we'll see. We'll see. That might be what it ends up being. Hold on.
I need my mutual friend to come through at WrestleMania for me. Talk to him about that.
Yeah.
little private Rey signing. I'll take that.
Oh dude, I want that Rey Mysterio Legends. Yeah. Let me know.
Oh yeah.
What else was I gonna say? I guess people are not finding those Monday Night Wars ones. They are getting from Walmart. So we posted the link in our Facebook group and our Discord. That's something that's sold out within a couple hours. So just another, not to toot our own horns on the fucking Patreon again, but geez, I mean, some of these things go in and out and sell out so quick that it pays to have kind of alerts set up for us for folks in the Facebook group, because
100%
that's saving you money and saving, you'll get stuff a little bit earlier than everybody else. Check out the ringside sale going on right now for Royal Rumble. I can't believe Royal Rumble is next week.
Yeah, we got to record a little preview episode, preview show.
Then we should start the Patreon now, right?
We should do it this week.
Yeah. I'll post that on Friday, and I have a list of everybody that was in the donated to the toy drive. I'll get those all set up.
So just so everybody's clear, it's toy drive, Patreon, whatever's left for pecking order, right? And for Patreon, it'll go based off your tier. So $10 get first dibs, $3 get second, $1 gets last. All right. Just want to have that out there so nobody's like, what the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm. All right. Also, if you lose,
yes, please
send the figure.
Hold up your end of the bargain, sirs, ma'ams.
And the easiest way to do it is just, I liked what you did last year, Nick. You kind of went in on it with a couple people and get something that somebody really wanted. But, I mean, you can literally go on Amazon and get an Elite Rey Mysterio for $17, $15 and send it and be done.
Oh, yeah, you're getting an Ultimate Alexa for $11.
Which people don't want the same figure 20 different times. So, if we can all chip in 10, 15 bucks and get somebody something badass.
Yeah, that guy was like, oh, I'm looking for a certain amount of Ultimates. And then Alan Day was trying to move some. And it all worked out. But
honestly, if I win, all I want is the black card Sergeant Slaughter. So I don't care if everybody just pitches in $5. 5 times 29. I mean, even less than that, probably, wouldn't it?
It's not enough.
It's a good way for me to build back some of my collection. There's a few.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
You just got to go down to my garage and start going through the totes. We'll make a deal.
Yeah, $10 a person. Even better.
I'll babysit Marley.
Detolf and like 30 figs, dude. No big deal.
Me and Heather will come down and babysit Marley one night.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's nice. That's worth its weight in gold right there.
Yeah, just show me how to use a pizza oven.
Oh, Don't wear gloves.
I need to start planning some vacations for this year, boys. Got nothing on the books. And
you think are you gonna be able to sell Christina coming up to see us again, or what? Or is that gonna be a solo trip?
She brought that up. She brought that up, the fact of going back up there, because she really liked the first day we went to that elephant trunk thing. Yeah, and it got rained out.
Oh, she was not done.
She was loving it. That place was her perfect speed, because it wasn't as overwhelming as
Brimfield.
Brimfield. Yeah, so. And that wasn't a bad drive up there.
Brimfield is honestly better in May because it's not as hot.
Yeah.
So it's May, July, and September. And that even was September.
Fucking hot.
Yeah. Day, even September this year was like brutally hot.
Oh,
God. She should just make her way right up like Route 1, right along 95 the whole way, because there's so many antique shops. Like once you go past down New Haven, beach, like too. All the way up. Yeah. All those towns. She could literally just hit her. You stop at a brewery. She takes the car, comes back for you later.
Next time we go up there, if we go to Brimfield, I'm definitely just gonna stay at a
Treehouse.
Stay at a hotel right by Treehouse. Yeah, that's a good day, you know. Oh, dreams.
Oh, yeah, now he probably like. What's the other spot? What's the other brewery up there?
Near Treehouse.
Your buddy owns.
You get a wedding there. Oak Home.
It's a cool setup. Good food too. Good trucks, I guess.
Wait, house and home? Is that related to a tree house? There's a tree house and an oak home?
Oak home. H-O-L-M.
Oh, home. I thought they were just doing like a tree house, a play on words. Okay. Well, I'm down for any kind of brewery as long as they have food. I hate breweries that don't have food now.
That's one of the criteria for trivia is you gotta have food. Because you make so much more money, and then like people stay long, they want to stay longer. Yeah. It's just some people don't get it. But
are there still bars? Oh, you're talking about breweries though. There's no bars that don't have food anymore. Right? That's like a bar rescue type of thing. Like
there's occasional dive bar, but they're not going to have like it's going to be one like a regular do a trivia for them. It's not going to be like It's not going to have a big time guy like DJ TJ. You know,
nah, big bucks over here.
Those wings at Pizza Shop were good.
I just housed some of those Monday night.
There you go. all right. Well, I think that's it. I would like to get Kyle Peterson on the show next week, so we'll see how that goes. We've got to get Steve Ozer on before the craziness of WrestleMania season starts.
Got to get Jack from Figure Collections on.
Yeah, we've talked. He's got an open invitation any week.
Yeah.
Are our episodes playing in his store like the run-in pod was?
As far as I know, they are.
Okay, so somebody could be listening to us right now.
I'll swear less.
That's right. No.
I don't think we swear that much on this episode.
I think it's mostly me.
If you're in Figure Collections right now, spend more money.
Yes.
Use code.
Yeah, you can use code FIGCAVE for 10% off at shop.figurecollections.com.
Mention our names at the register. Jack,
don't fart in the store.
You get half off one Lucy out of the Lucy bin.
There you go. Not wrestling related, but I watched the first episode of True Detective last night. The new season is up on Max. Jodie Foster. It's pretty good. Have you seen any other season? I'm sure you've seen season one.
Not me.
Woody Harrelson. No.
Nope.
No, I know it's good. I just was like, I don't think I had HBO at the time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You guys didn't see the first season with Woody Harrelson and McConaughey?
No, I mean, I think it was all Shameless. Showtime and Shameless was like what I was doing.
We got to do a rewatch of that, dude. That's like one of the best things in TV history. But
this is what did I watch that I was going to like talk about? Shit. No. I did watch Gran Turismo, which was entertaining. I was entertained.
I asked Logan how he liked it because he's been playing that nonstop. He's just like, it was all right. It was all right.
Yeah. Old Dads. I watched Old Dads and I felt very, you know, shit. I swear this is a
TV
show.
You felt seen? You felt heard?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I get this. Cracking up on the plane on the way to Orlando. I was like, oh, it's me. That's
nice.
Classic me.
Honestly, I haven't really watched much besides sports. And I have to do episode 3 and 4 of Game of Thrones. But.
Yep, I'm gonna get on that. We'll next week. We'll record think the Royal Rumble's on next Saturday, the 27th. So
yep.
Let's do a preview episode next week. And any early predictions? I think this year's pretty wide open, right? I don't know what the hell's gonna happen.
No, it's gonna be Punk or Cody.
Kind of has to be, yeah.
I don't know. Drew has been pretty entertaining television the last couple weeks.
To be honest,
I get it. You're mad. I get it. You're bitter.
Since the run-in ended, I have not watched much wrestling, if any.
This guy's detoxing.
Yeah, kind of. I see the clips and everything. Just getting ready for the Royal Rumble, man.
That's what Twitter is good for, man. Just watch
Instagram.
The clips.
Just see the highlights. I know what's going on with R-Truth, etc.
Yeah.
You get it, man. It's just so much easier to watch wrestling on the shitter the next day.
Yeah.
What happened?
Dude, even when I was watching the hour and a half the hour and a half episode on Hulu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They cut out all the junk.
It's just it gets the point across. And if it's I need to watch deeper, I go to YouTube, pull it up.
Yep. Yep.
And they get that clout, man. Everybody needs my hits.
Well, good episode, guys. I think we bought a bunch of good stuff. Again, check out the Patreon. We'll do another episode of our Game of Thrones recap, starting all the way from the beginning. We're going to do a Royal Rumble preview episode and then a recap. Stay warm this weekend. Cheer on my Ravens, please. Come on, guys.
Go Lions.
What?
Would you cheer on the Pats?
No, I wouldn't cheer on the Pats, but no one would cheer on the Pats. I would cheer on the Pats if they made the playoffs like 4 years from now after like some down times.
If the Pats really have some time to think about what's important.
Yeah,
I think it's a whole different ballgame without Brady and Belichick. I think I would be more likely to cheer for them.
Fair enough.
Now, I hated Brady, but I'd cheer for him when he would just win me fantasy money.
So that was good.
The only year I've ever had Brady is the year he tore his ACL.
Oh my gosh! First game.
Refused to have him after that. Felt like I was a jinx.
Understandable.
Did you play us down on music and then you brought us back?
I started to, but then we started talking more. So,
that's fine. You know, we can talk offline. You know, save the good stuff for pod.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, stay classy. We'll talk to you next week. Watch some football, eat some wings, stay warm, and don't get snowed in, please.
Wash your hands. Stay clean.
Peace.